Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We were talking about the commemoration of Imam Hussein in the month of Muharram and Safar. And we said that the youth that observe Muharram and the manner that it is being mourned or observed, they might have questions as to why do we observe the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this specific manner. The question that we addressed in last session, we said that why do we commemorate an event that happened 1400 years ago? And we said basically the answer to this is that this is what our logic and reasoning tells us, that when a person contributes to a society, it is the obligation of the people to remember that person that contributed to society. The second question that might come in the minds of the youth, and the answer to these questions we are getting from the book Azarakhsh Digar as Asamani Karbala, is this question. Is, okay, we agree that we should remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we should remember how the sacrifice he did for Islam, but why do we have to do it in this manner? Why can't we just talk about it, give lectures about it, write about it, have conferences, and analyze Karbala, or analyze the event of Ashura? Why do we have to hit ourselves? Why do we have to cry? Why do we have to wear black? Why do we have to shed tears? Why do we have to be, say, emotional about it? Let's just be purely logical, and we'll remember Imam Hussein, but we don't need to make, say, such a scene about it. We don't need to spend so much money. We don't need to spend all these resources. To answer this question, we should notice that mankind has two different sides in him. There is an intellectual side of man, and there is an emotional side of man. The intellectual side, we agree that you should write about, talk about, analyze, see why did Imam Hussein uprise, why, what conditions led to people to attack an infallible leader, a divine guide, what caused them to not only not answer his call, but made them attack him and kill him and his companions and to imprison his family members. True, we agree, we should intellectually and with spend a lot of time analyzing and researching the cause and the effect of Ashura. But also humans have another side to them, and that is the side of emotions. We have feelings, we have sentiment. Not only are we limited to rational thought, we also have the side of emotions. So once we agree that Ashura has lessons for us, and that it is our duty to remember those figures that have contributed to our society or to contributed to our religion, we should therefore remember Imam Hussein in the most complete manner, both using our intellect and also using our emotional side. When you see black shirts, when you see eulogies and poetries, this brings out our emotions, this brings out tears. Therefore, you're benefiting from Imam Hussein, not only from your intellect, but also from your emotional side. As one of the great teachers, the teacher Mutahhari, has said, he has compared these two faculties in humans like a car that has headlights and also has an engine. Headlights is like the intellect. It tells us where to go, where not to go. It sheds light, right? And it'll tell you this way is dangerous, don't go that way. Also, the engine, which is our emotion, he compares it. That is the force that moves us forward. If you have a car that only has lights, it will not go anywhere. It also needs an engine. Emotions and the drive and passion that humans have, this is the faculty and factor that will push human beings forward. Therefore, if we're going to remember Imam Hussein, it's very important for us to use both these components, the intellect and also the emotions. And that's why we have our majalis, our commemoration services, it brings out the emotions, it makes us shed and cry for Imam Hussein. Because imamat and walayat is nur. Because imamat and walayat is nur, and whoever gets close to this nur or this light, they will have light inside their hearts. Therefore, we're going to try to, inshallah, benefit from the revolution of light of Imam Hussein by both our intellect and also our emotion. There's an example in the book of Azarakhsh Digar that he gives, the author gives, is that he gives the example of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam had a meeting with Allah, he heard about that his people were led astray. He heard about it. But then when he comes back down and he sees that his brother, Prophet Harun alayhi salam, Prophet Aaron, he sees that the people are worshiping idols again, are back to polytheism. He takes, as the Quran says, وَأَلْغَى عَلَى الْوَاهِ, he throws down the tablets. وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ, he sees his brother by his head. يَجَرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ, dragging him towards him. See, the difference is when Prophet Musa alayhi salam heard about the polytheism or the shirk of his people, it was much different when he witnessed and saw it with his own eyes. When he saw it, he dragged his brother towards him. This is the difference, and this is an example in the Quran, that when you hear something from far, it's much different than witnessing it. What we try to do in the commemoration services of Imam Hussein and the majalis of Imam Hussein is try to relive what happened. We try to reread in detail in the maqatil, the detailed way that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was martyred. Why? So that we can benefit from the emotional side that humans have, and that we can, inshallah, share and get some of the nur and light that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahl baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.